Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1346 in the writing. It's shir number 498. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of Negel Vasser. So the question comes up, if for whatever reason one woke up and they totally forgot to wash Negel Vasser, or they didn't have it available, let's say, whatever the case might be, but they didn't wash before they went to Davin, before they did whatever they had to do. So if they realized, the halacha is, taka, if they realized after they finished Mon Esrei, and they just didn't get it, and they started davening and everything, now they finished Mon Esrei. What do we do now, right? What are they supposed to do? They forgot to wash Negel Vasser. Should they wash? Should they make a bracha? Al Matilas Adayim? How does that work? So if the person realized after they finished davening Shmona Esrei, then one would not be allowed to recite the bracha of Matilas Adayim anymore, because once you say Shmona Esrei, you already finished. That tefillah is finished. So to make the bracha of Matilas Adayim on Shachris, on the Shmona Esrei, and so on, like in conjunction like what we do before davening, it would be too late in that case. Even after one already finished reciting Shmona Esrei, one still has to. So good. So they finished. They forgot to wash Negel Vasser. They daven Shmona Esrei. Too late. Can't make an Atilas Adayim. But what about the washing now? So that's as far as the bracha. What do we do with the washing? So even if after one already recited, finished davening Shmona Esrei, one still has to do the actual washing. The washing itself still has to be done in order to remove the Ruach Ra, because of the fact that the Ruach Ra is still on one's hands. We've spoke about in the past that washing to get rid of the Ruach Ra, one has to wash alternately three times, right, left, right, left, right, left. And without doing that, you can't get rid of the Ruach Ra, right? The Mishnah talks about if somebody just washed, poured a lot of water on their hands, whatever the case might be, but that would not help. But one has to wash alternately, right, left, right, left. So you would wash. So even if after one finished, they forgot to wash Negel Vasser, now they went, they daven Shmona Esrei, one still has to do the actual washing itself in order to remove the Ruach Ra, but no bracha would be recited at that point. You just wash, you get rid of the Ruach Ra, you did Negel Vasser, but you would not make the bracha of Netilas Adayim. Now another halacha, if a person slept during the night in a chair, sometimes it happens, whatever the case is, person slept during the night in the chair, Rachman was in the hospital, different times it comes up, person slept in the chair, and they slept more than half an hour in an upright position, not in the horizontal, like on a bed type horizontal, straight up type position, but they sat sitting upright. They slept sitting upright. And the question is, it was more than half an hour. So that the condition of horizontal, they don't have, but they slept, you know, more than the right amount of time. They slept through the night, but in a chair and in an upright position. So the person still would have to wash their hands in the morning. When they get up in the morning, you still have to wash your hands. We want to keep in mind, there's always two reasons. You have the rajba, which is, right, you have created anew, and that's basically, it happens in the morning, whether a person slept or not. We spoke about that in the past. So definitely if they slept, even though it might have been in the chair, but still the returning of the neshama and so on and the new creation and everything, according to the Rashi, he still have to wash. However, it's but the problem is, according to the Rashi, he did not, let's say, assuming he slept upright, one maybe possibly was dressed, they didn't get their hands dirty. So that would be taka problem, according to the Rashi. We spoke about if a person slept with gloves, according to the Rashi, it would be, you know, a problem to make the bracha. So in general, what a person should try and do in that case, if they did sleep in a chair more than half an hour, let's say dressed, I'm just giving an example, right? So however, it is best, one should either touch an unclean area of the body or they go to the bathroom, right? And usually after a longer period of time, overnight, person gets up before they go to daven, whatever, person usually needs to relieve themselves. So in that case, when they do that, or like we said, to touch an unclean part of the body, for an example, a covered part of the body, therefore they would obligate themselves to recite the bracha of Netilas Adayim in that case, because now you have, we want to keep in mind, you have the rajba, which is automatically a person created anew, and now you have, according to the Rashi, a person's hands are now dirty. The hands are now dirty, and it's part of Netilas Adayim. As far as the Ruach Ra, you have to wash anyways, right? Because we spoke about even during the day, it's a machlokes, and we're going to see it during the day, if somebody even woke up before Alois HaShachar, you have to wash again. So the issue of Ruach Ra, whether it's machlokes or not, one does have to wash, that's in any case, according to many poskim. That's not the issue. But the issue is, do you make the bracha? So over here, as long as their hands, and according to the Rashi, it's fine. So now, as long as the person's hands became dirty, they used the bathroom, touch other unclean parts of the body, whatever the case is, these type of things, right? again, usually it's the bathroom would come up quite often. So then one would, once they do one of those things, they would be obligated to recite the bracha of the Tilus Adayim when they wash Negavas. These halachas are found in Siman Dalid, Mishabura, Sifkatan Aleph, B'Shem D'Chai Yadam, and also the Laws of Daily Living by Rabbi Simcha Pinim Kohn Shlita on page 27. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha, Kol Tov.